Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, oh, my soul and all that is within me. Bless his holy and bless his righteous name. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we come on this morning with a grateful heart, and we come with an attitude of gratitude and praise, giving you thanks, giving you glory, and giving you honor. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. We are so grateful, Father God, for your mercies that embrace us every morning. We are so grateful, Father, for your kindness. We are so grateful, Father, thanking you for Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Thanking you for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit. Father God, hallelujah. We bless you. We honor you. We magnify you. Thank you, Father God, that you are our Father. Hallelujah. And your love never fails. Father God, thank you for salvation, a roof over our heads, clothes on our bodies, shoes on our feet. Father God, hallelujah, family and friends. Thank you, Father God, for the air that we breathe. Father God, we honor you. We honor you, Father. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting King of peace. Thank you, God. Thank you for bringing us through the week. And thank you for bringing us up to this moment in time. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Father, we embrace the gifts of this brand new day. We thank you for it. And now we surrender the day back over to you. Father God, that you would unfold this day according to your will being done in and through our lives. Thank you. Thank you. Father God, bless our services this morning at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we thank you for another day and another opportunity to come together and fellowship, declaring that Jesus Christ is Lord. Now, Father, as you taught your disciples to say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever and forever and forevermore. And our soul says, Amen, Amen, and Amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Amen, Amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you, 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 and you. Amen. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries with Jesus Christ is the Lord as we come to lift Jesus up a little bit higher and higher and higher and higher. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name. I am Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Out of Philadelphia. I'm your the pastor of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. Your host for this morning. Amen. Giving God all of the praise, just dumping all the praise on him because he deserves the glory and he deserves the honor. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. If this is your first time with us, amen. We want to welcome you. Amen. To our services. Have a seat at the breakfast table as breakfast is about to be served. We want you to know that we meet on this platform 7 days a week. Amen. And you are invited, amen, to come back and keep on coming. We are celebrating 11 years in this ministry in the month of December, all right, which is not that far away from now. Amen. And so hallelujah and praise be to God. We pray that everybody's excited today for one more day that the Lord has given us, one more day the Lord has made. Amen. We want to thank God for bringing us through the week. Amen. This week, I'm telling you, hallelujah. It is a pleasure, amen, to work for the Lord in this capacity. Amen. Glory be to God to be on the Lord's payroll. Hallelujah. To be on the Lord's payroll. Amen. So we want to thank God every morning. Amen. At 5 o'clock sharp. Amen. Hallelujah. We have been on Facebook. Amen. Praying for 30 minutes of reflections and prayer. Amen. And to God be praised. Amen. And amen. Coming right back at 6 o'clock. Amen. Glory be to God for our morning breakfast, the breakfast for champions here. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Thank God for the altar prayer at 12 o'clock. Thank God for the altar prayer at 9 o'clock. Thank God for Wednesday night Bible study. Amen. Thanking God. Amen. For last night. Amen. I'll bring your own praise party. Amen. I'm telling you, the glory was there. It was thick. Amen. Hallelujah. God was there. God was definitely in the building. Amen. God was definitely in the building. Hallelujah. So we bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We started an hour early to do something different and still ended up, amen, concluding around the same time. Amen. So God is speaking. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is speaking. And we bless him and we magnify him and we glorify him. So it's been a full week. Just a full week in addition to, amen, the things that we did on our personal agenda. Amen. Glory be to God. And outside of the ministry and for ourselves and family and friends. Amen. It's just been a lovely week because God was all wrapped up in it. Amen. So, amen. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Looking forward to a beautiful day this weekend, and moving right forth every day until we meet Jesus. Until we meet Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. We say thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And to God be praised. At this time, what we want to do, amen, before I introduce to us, amen, our speaker for the hour, amen, glory be to God, amen. We want to, Brother Reed, amen, we want to thank God for this man of God, amen, out of Philadelphia. We want to thank God for his service in the Lord's kingdom, amen. We want to thank God for all that he does, amen, how he has dedicated his life to the Lord and to the Lord's kingdom. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He is very intentional. Amen. About his days on earth. He's very intentional about how his story is going to go. Amen. And so we want to thank God for helping him. Amen. To do so. Amen. To maintain. Amen. And to progress. Amen. All at the same time. Amen. It's a pleasure to have him. Amen. In our midst, amen, and working with us on this side of the vineyard. And he wants to come this morning, and he's going to share a reading with us. Amen. So let us receive our Brother Tyrone Reed at this time for his grace and his abilities. Amen and amen. Good morning, Brother Reed. Are you there?
Yes, Pastor. Good morning. I am here.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. All right. The floor is yours.
Well, thank you, Pastor. Thank you, God. Praises be, one and all. My eyes have seen the coming of the Lord. No more trials or tribulations, pain or suffering, hatred and deception will be no more, for the glory of our God is assured. Graciously, mercifully, lovingly will flow abundantly now for eternity. Once again, good morning, Pastor Bishop, my prayer warriors and partners. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us and praising his name. My reading today will be surmised from our daily bread, closing out October and pressing forward into November. First, on Tuesday, October the 26th, excuse me, sorry. Set apart. Paul was set apart for the gospel of God. Sharing the good news is a privilege all believers in Jesus have been given. We receive grace to call others to this faith. God has set us apart to carry the exciting news of the gospel to those around us, and we must use every opportunity in our daily lives to tell others the good news that is Jesus. Jesus, thank you for making me your mouthpiece, your good news. May you share, may your spirit give me the courage and love to share about you today. My brothers and sisters, we are his mouthpiece to share the good news. Thursday, October the 26th, is God listening? If you ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And that's 1 John 5:14. Father, I come asking and trusting you to hear me because you say that you do. Ladies and gentlemen, he hears you. Yes, he does. Saturday, October the 30th, a new calling. Excuse me. He has saved us and called us to a holy life. And that's Timothy, 2 Timothy 1:9. And I submit to you, dear God, thank you for offering me a new calling through your Son, for giving me the Spirit to live inside me to guide and empower me to serve you. So let me repeat that and take the me out and put we or us. Dear God, thank you for offering us a new calling through your Son, and thank you for giving us the Spirit to live inside us to guide and empower us to serve you. Yes, praise God, praise God. And ladies and gentlemen, if you don't mind, I'm going to end the reading with Thursday, November the 4th. It says, rainy days. And I say, that's you, Lord, and Trinity. That's you, Lord, and Trinity. A generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshing others will be refreshed. And that's Proverbs 11:25. The blessing God has graciously given you are multiplied when you freely share them with others. Being generous and open-handed is a wonderful way to give hope to others and to remind hurting people that God loves them. Gracious God, Help me to be tender-hearted towards the needs of others. And show me how I can share your love your love and generosity with them. So, Father, we just thank you for just giving us this moment to say that you are always there. You are with us. You live through us. And thank you for making us aware that it is our obligation to share your good news with others, and whenever possible, our brother or sister in need. We thank you for giving us the strength to do this. In Jesus' name we pray. Pastor, back to you. And Pastor, thank you for giving me this opportunity. I really wanted to do my testimony today. There's something inside of me, my brothers and sisters, I really, really want to share. But it is such a roller coaster experience that I must be in a good place and in a strong spirit to share, and I'm just not there today. So please bear with me, and I will definitely love to share my testimony for how good God has been to me. So thank you, Pastor. God bless you.
Amen. You're welcome. Amen. God bless you too. Amen. Brother Reed, thank you for sharing today. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And all the wonderful things that you have said. Amen. This morning about the Lord and his glory. Amen. Us being set apart, us being generous, and God, amen, hallelujah, being generous unto us on a continual basis. God bless you, brother. Amen. Be encouraged. Have a wonderful day, and looking forward to you sharing your testimony in the very near future. Amen. God bless you. Amen. It's our prayer.
God bless you.
Thank you. You're welcome. Amen. All right. We bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. That is our brother Reed. Amen. Out of Philadelphia. And we want to thank God for this man of God. Amen. Who is not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For he knows that it is the power, the only power of God unto salvation. Amen. At this time, amen, we want to introduce to some and present to others, amen, this a lovely woman of God, amen, strong in her faith, strong in her tenacity, amen, moving forward, amen, in the Lord's kingdom, tirelessly, glory be to God, regardless. Lee, glory be to God. She just continues to go. Amen. She makes no excuses. Amen. She shows up. Amen. And she attempts to do the will of the Lord. Amen. And we want to thank God. Amen. For her. We want to thank God for her contributions to the Lord's ministry. We want to thank God for her contributions to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen. She's a very, very integral part of this ministry, because most of you are here, was introduced to this ministry directly or indirectly because of her witness. Amen. Because of her. And so we want to thank God for that. You know, everything is important. Everything is important. So at this time, amen, without any further ado, amen. I would like to present our evangelist, Nancy. Amen. That we might receive her this morning. Amen. For her grace, and receive her this morning for her abilities. Amen. And amen. God bless you, Evangelist Nancy. Are you there?
Oh, yes. I'm here. To God be the glory.
Amen. 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 Bless the Lord. And the floor is yours.
Oh, thank you, Pastor Bradford.
You're welcome.
Excuse me. Oh, y'all know that wake-up call, God. Touch my throat, God, so I can talk clearly and plainly so your people can understand your word. In Jesus' name, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, and to Pastor Bradford, to each and every one, a good morning, good morning, good morning, in Jesus' name. God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, before I bring forth your word, God, please, if I offended you or grieved the Holy Spirit in any way, please forgive me, God. Help me to crucify the flesh indeed, that the spirit of the living God that dwells within me, as I open my mouth, would speak through me, God, so that you, God, would get all the glory, all the honor, and all of the praise. I thank you, God, for Brother Tyrone and the inspirational reading that was here read today, God. Thank you, God, for using him and so many others for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. You know, God's an awesome God. He's a mighty God. And you know, sometimes you want to lay down to that 1 minute, but the Holy Spirit knows it's time to get up in the name of Jesus. So I'm going to go ahead with the word today. If I had to have a topic, my topic would be, what sin are you holding on to? What sin are you holding on to? Because, see, so many of us are holding on to certain things in our life that we got to let it go in Jesus' name. I'm going to be reading in your hearing today, 2 Chronicles 7:14. And it say, if my people, which we are God's people, are those that are believers of the Lord Jesus Christ. See, God created each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. So God said, if my people are those in the name of Jesus who, yes, God, who repented from their sins, who believe in the Almighty God, we are God's people. We are here for a reason in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. And like Brother Tyrone say, not only to tell people about the good news of God, but to live as, yes, God, as though we know God in the name of Jesus. Yes, God, by allowing our light to shine, by letting go of that sin that so easily beset us in the name of Jesus. But God said, if my people, which are called by my name, calling on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, are calling on the mighty name of Jesus, yes, God, to call from him with the sincerity of your heart. See, so many people are calling on God from their lips and from their mouth, and that's why there's no transformation. And that's why they can keep on sinning with no condemnation in the name of Jesus. But he said, my people which are called by name in the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus. You know, I think about that. So many of us are calling on Jesus, but are we really sincere? See, some people call on people because people are around them. Or they, yes, God, I want to go, don't want to go ahead of myself. In the name of Jesus, yes, Lord. If my people which are called by my name shall humble yourself. Do you know it's hard for so many people to humble themselves? To stoop low? Oh, you want to know why? Because sometimes it seems like people stepping all over you and kicking you around in the name of Jesus, and that flesh rise in the name of Jesus. But we got to humble ourselves unto God first. See, if you humble yourself unto God first, it's easy to humble yourself to other people. But you got to humble yourself unto God, to come into his presence and say, here I am, God. I'm giving you all of me, God, in the name of Jesus. God, in the name of Jesus, change me. See, I used to hate to use that. I'm going to be honest with you, that word humble. Because, see, I know what that means. He's stripping me. And to be stripped, a lot of people are like to be stripped from God. When God starts stripping you. Because, see, you still want to hold on to that sin. And God said, no, you want to be humble, and then you got to get stripped from this sin. In the name of Jesus, this sin is black. blocking you. This sin is stopping you from humbling yourself unto me first. In the name of Jesus. See, God got to be first in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord the Savior. Isn't it amazing? How you can humble yourself to everything, the liquor, the wine, the drinking, the smoking, and whatever else you do. Oh, boy. But when it comes to God, when it comes to God, you save them there. You say, no, God, I'm not ready to humble myself with this situation. I'm not ready to let it go. Just a little bit longer. Now you're starting to please and ask God. Please, God, just let me hold on to it. Are you crazy? Do you really want God to allow? Yes, God. Do you really want God for you? You ask God to help me to hold on to this sin just a little bit longer? No. You say, God, help me to let go of this sin in the name of Jesus. Strip me, God, from this situation, from this thing that I'm holding on to. And sometimes it hurts. You know, sometimes it hurts because you're holding on to it so much to it hurts you to let it go. You let it go, you pick it up. You let it go, you pick it up. You let it go, you pick it up. You might as well just make a song. I love it. Amen. Let's read about humbleness real quick. Over here, in the name of Jesus, on 1 Peter, right here in the 5th chapter and the 6th verse, in the name of Jesus. And it says, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exhort you in due time. Cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. God loves us so much. He cares for us so much. But we got to follow the instructions of God. We got to do it God's way. What is that sin that you're holding on to that you need to let it go in the name of Jesus? See, so many people are asking God to make a change, but you're still holding on. You don't want to really submit unto God. You got to submit it all to God. And yes, sometimes it takes time, but you don't make excuses when you already got the power within you to let it go. It's in the Word of God. Humble. God said humble first. I just underlined three words, and it just dawned on me while I was sitting here looking at it. Humble is to submit yourself to God. So many people are crying out for this, a husband, a wife, or this, or that, and this. But they have a husband, a wife. You got to first learn how to humble to God. So when that man tells you or that woman asks you to do something, and you want to be throwing a pillow, throwing a shoe, saying, he ain't doing nothing. You do it. I'm tired of you. Whoa, baby, where that come from? See, that's why God got to, yes, God shape us and form us into the image of God. The image of God is to be able to love. Yes, God, walk in meekness, walk in humbleness. The image of God. Not only to be, yes, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, help me. I'm not going to say you. I'm going to put me in it. Help me, God, in the name of Jesus, to humble me, to be able to love one another, to love your enemies, to those that you know talking about you. You got to humble yourself. If not, you'll find yourself face to face. Yeah, I heard you talking about me. Here I am. What you want to do? Whoa, that's not God's like. That's not the way God does it. He said, you just look at the person and say, well, whatever. Ain't that deep. It ain't that serious. I knew who I served. You could talk about me all you want. You could do this. But see, God got my back. Yes, God's taking care of this. In the name of Jesus, let God handle it. Because if not, you'll be outside or in the house or outside cussing out one another. People all around you listening. Now you got to go to the store and you want to tell everybody Jesus love them. They look at that. What's wrong with this woman? What's wrong with this man? They know I just heard them. outside their porch, and outside their car, inside the corner store, just cuss everybody out. That's why God said, cast all your cares upon him. Let God fight your battle in the name of Jesus. But you got to humble yourself. Amazing. We going into these stores, department stores. Somebody just said, the slide, and you know darn well they was behind you, but maybe they was in a rush, and all of a sudden they in front of you instead of behind you. But you would do bump them with your shopping cart, cuss them out, talk all that when you with somebody. Yeah, I know she was back there. Look at her. Look at her. I'm going to let her go this time. And yet you're going to jump into your beautiful car with the sign with the cross on it. Jesus is Lord. Like, see, this woman got to be kidding. This man got to be kidding. To humble yourself and to know that person just came from behind you. I don't know what God is doing, but I'm going to open my mouth and allow God to use me. And that was then behind you. All of a sudden, God in front of you. They said, go ahead, miss. No problem. Just go ahead. Jesus love you. Have a great day. Have a great day. Go ahead. Just go. Oh, I'm sorry, miss. Was you behind? I didn't know. Yeah, you know. But that's all right. Go ahead. No big deal. Just go. You know? Go with a smile. Even on the inside, you're praying to God. Say, God, now you just saw that now, didn't you? You know that wasn't right. That's part of humbleness. Don't humble yourself. God help us. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves, yes, God, and pray. Pray constantly, people. What sin are you holding on to? Them secret sins that you think nobody knows about in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. But see, we fail to realize through the word of God and what he does remind each and every one of us of nothing given by God because he is the creator. He knows on the count of years, God. He knows what you're going to do before you even do it. In the name of Jesus. But so many of us think that we creeping and weeping and nobody knows our secret sins but us. But we feel to realize one thing. God sees it in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. Some of us pray and already know we're going to sin before we even sin. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. Instead of saying, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, I keep on holding to this one thing in the name of Jesus. And God, I need a change within me in the name of Jesus because I know every time I do this thing, I'm grieving the Holy Spirit and I don't mean to, God. In the name of Jesus, what sin are you holding on to in the name of Jesus? And we're going to keep on keeping on in the name of Jesus. And prayer, prayer, prayer. That's what I love about the prayer line. We're supposed to come decent and in order in the name of Jesus when it comes to prayer, one not stepping over the other in the name of Jesus. No jealousy, no envy. Oh, not that. Oh, I can't stand when this one come or that one come. Oh, prayers is a prayers of the righteous in the name of Jesus. We come together. We're serving the same God, our hope and prayer in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, when we come in prayer, we're supposed to come with a clean heart. And yes, God, purity, holiness, in the name of Jesus. Before you even say a prayer, we got to ask God to please forgive me for my sins. And then let's come on, because the only thing that can stop you from God hearing your prayers is sin. That's why we ask God to forgive us for our sins. Before we even pray, we're supposed to ask God to forgive us. It's so easy to sin out here. Easy. So many of us are sinning, don't even realize you're sinning. That's why you got to say, God, forgive me. Even though you might not even think that you sinned. God said, look, but don't touch. Do you know you can look at a woman, of course, we look at a man, well, the world's changing, but I'm going to talk about me. I want to look at a man, but you got to care for how you're looking at that man. Are you desiring? Are you lusting after that man? Are you looking at that man because of the clothes he wear? Or you walk past you in that cologne and you just want to, like, say in your mind a compliment, wow, he really smells good. Wow, he really looks nice. Or do you look at him in a nasty, lustful way? That's when you got to be careful. That's when you really got to pray in the name of Jesus and to God bring you that soulmate in the name of Jesus. Because if you don't watch yourself, you'll be in front of that young man. Now your man's supposed to be really asking a woman in the name of Jesus, blah, 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 and a blah, blah, blah. But so many women are becoming, radical for the devil, not for God, in the name of Jesus, and confronting men and vice versa. So you got to be very, very careful on what we do as a child of God, in the name of Jesus. We must continue to pray, because prayer, in the name, it breaks yokes. It breaks the barrier. And yes, God, it brings us to a closer relationship with God. But I don't know why every time I get on a prayer line, God said, but you got to pray from the heart if you want to see a change. In the name of Jesus, it's prayers. Yes, God. And sometimes it's good to pray by yourself, and sometimes it's good to call someone up to have prayer, someone that you know is getting a prayer out through to God. You got to be selective on whom you pray with. I'm sorry, hallelujah, Lord, you cannot pray with everybody. I'm sorry, if the Holy Spirit said no, not that one, but you could call that one, I just do it in the name of Jesus, because God knows. Yes, God, on what they did the day or the night before, and God already know they ain't going to get nothing through until they ask God for forgiveness. See, so many people are praying but not asking God to forgive them for their sins. So one is getting a prayer across, but the other one ain't, because of that sin that they're holding on to is blocking it and stopping it. You cannot come equally. Yes, God, you got to come together on one accord. In the name of Jesus, when it comes to prayers, in Jesus' name, you know, yes, God, I'm going to keep on keeping on. The Holy Spirit said, let's keep on keeping on. I got to be, yes, God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, God, what sin are you holding on to? In the name of Jesus, believe me, all of us are holding on to something that we should not be holding on to. My sin might not be your sin. Your sin might not be my sin, but we are holding on to something that we need to let go of. Hallelujah. Our sin is a sin. It's no such thing as a little sin, a big sin. Oh, come on. Will you see that? Show me that in the Bible. Please show me that in the Bible, and then I'll stop saying it. Where's in the Bible a little sin or a big sin? God's a size of sin. Sin is sin. In the name of Jesus, let's keep going. And my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves, pray, and seek after God. What is it that you're seeking for? Are you seeking for a closer relationship with God in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior? Are you seeking for God in the name of Jesus to Yes, God, a fellowship with God. How can we ask God for a companionship when you're not even seeking after God and the righteousness of God in the name of Jesus, God? God, are you seeking? Yes, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. For God said, seek me early in the morning. And that's what I like about the prayer line. We are seeking. We got to be seeking for something when we up 5, 6 o'clock in the morning. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. Oh, people, when we seek after God, keep seeking him from your heart. In the name of Jesus, say, God, it's me. It's me, oh Lord. I'm standing in the need of prayer. I'm not my mother. I'm not my father. But it's me. It's me. It's me, oh Lord. Put your name, this Nancy, Evangelist Nancy. I'm seeking God for a closer relationship with you, God. Help me, God, in the name of Jesus. And that when people see me, they will see the Christ in me. Ooh, by the way, oh, hallelujah. By the way I walk, by the way I talk. Help me not to compromise with this world, God. In the name of Jesus, help me not to be a man pleaser, but a God pleaser. In Jesus' name, seek the things of the kingdom. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. In the name of Jesus, seek and pray. Yes, God. And then God say, yes, God, humble then yourself and pray and seek my face, the face of the living God. Whose face are you seeking for? Oh, do you want to see that old friend that you haven't seen in a while? You know, you can see what different things are. And the reason why I laugh, because God said the joy of the Lord is giving me strength right now. In the name of Jesus, y'all don't really know how I feel right now. In the name of Jesus, and like God just giving me a heart of joy. So I'm sorry about that. I'm not going to, yes, God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, God, seek my face and turn. Seek the face of the living God. That still means a relationship with God when you're seeking for all you can. In the name of Jesus, fill me up. Let my cup run. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, so I can turn. And God want us to turn, seek my face and turn from thy own wicked ways. So many of us got wickedness within us, evilness. Oh my God, can't talk about nobody, can't compliment nobody. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, if they looking better, dressing better, oh, they always got something negative to say. In the name of Jesus, it's a sad situation when you can't talk kind about nobody, nothing nice about nobody, holding that jealousy and envy, wickedness and bitterness. In the name of Jesus, we're supposed to be a Christ, Christ-like, but you ain't saying nothing nice. Don't even got your light shining. And then a person come talk to you about Jesus, honey, please. I know Jesus for 50 years, 40 years. You sound like it because you're a bitter person. In the name of Jesus, and I'm sorry, I'm going to keep it real. Some people I talk to are giving God the glory, the honor, the presence. Woo, miss, okay, I'm sorry. Gee, where's the love? I mean, I get down sometimes, but my God, you're kind of bitter. You're kind of nasty. All I say was, Jesus, love you. And do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, giving God the glory? And you got to tell, please, do you know who you're talking to? Yes, the person that God sent me to, you, but I said with a smile on my face, but I don't say that to him. I said it within myself, because some people, you say, "Woo, good God, let me get away from this person. I don't want that mess jumping on me." Oh, no, thank you, keep it bitter. I mean, so what? Okay, you've been in a relationship with God 40, 50 years, but do you know him as your Lord and Savior? See, people get me with that. Not to be judgmental. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. But they're saying, "God, please, I knew God probably before you," and they're checking you up and down, probably before you was even coming out of your mama's womb. Well, ma'am, you sound like it. Where's the love, ma'am? Where's the love? No, baby, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. Yeah, I know Jesus. Oh, that is so nice of you. Do you know a kind word can go a long way? It goes a long way, people. We got to be careful how we confront people, whether they save or not. Be careful. A word can hurt. Sometimes God allow us to go to people and God will tell you what to say. And sometimes maybe it's meant to hurt. I don't mean like that. You know what I mean? Good God Almighty. Good morning. Yeah, good morning. Okay, man. Good God. Okay. Sorry. Just wanted to say good morning. How you doing? That's why you got to make sure you live by the Spirit of the living God. That's why you got to pray before you leave home, because you never know how people are going to come to you. If the Holy Spirit say something, say something. If the Holy Spirit say be quiet, be quiet, because only God knows the intents of that person's heart. He knows how that person is feeling right now. God knows. Oh, God knows what you're doing, too. Believe me, he knows. In the name of Jesus. And we're going to turn over to wickedness. It's amazing. We're going to turn over to, yes, God. I'm trying to go, but I can't go but so fast with the Lord. In the name of Jesus. We're going to go over here to Psalms 27:4. Psalms 27:4, and I just have one more before I close out. This number four. And this is about wickedness. Psalms 27, am I right? Yes, Lord. Oh, that's about seek, wickedness. I got it. I'm sorry. Wickedness, I'm sorry, y'all. Let's turn over to Matthew's. St. Matthew's is about wickedness. All right. Let's go with Matthew's in 18. Let's go to the 18th chapter. Okay, here we go right here. Excuse me. Starting at the 30. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Let's go with the 31st verse. And it says, so when his fellow servant saw what he done, they were very sorry and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thy wicked servant, that's forgiveness. Oh, y'all, please forgive me. Oh, darn it. Let's go back to... Okay, let me finish reading, and then I'll read that last for Matthew's. Hold on to Matthew's, okay? I'm going to keep on going. With wickedness, okay? Okay, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, that means your nastiness, your nasty ways, then will I hear from heaven. How many of us are praying that God will hear from heaven when we watch TV, when we see what's going on in the world today? Even God said already in the word of God that these things must come to pass. In the name of Jesus, God wants us to come together as we are doing right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. Yes, God. And then God said, I will hear from heaven. But we got to submit to God. We got to become humble. We got to let go of the wickedness. And God talking about, yes, God, to his children, the children that's calling upon him. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. I'm just combining everything together. And they say, what's on my top still is, what sin are you holding on to? In the name of Jesus Christ, God wants to make a change. In the name of Jesus, and we'll hear from heaven. And yes, God, and we'll forgive their sins. In the name of Jesus, God wants to forgive somebody right now on this prayer line. In the name of Jesus, but to be forgiven in the name of Jesus of our sins, we got to humble ourselves. We got to let go of the wickedness. We got to continue to come together in prayer with a sincerity of our hearts in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. Yes, God, and then yes, God, and we'll forgive their sins and we'll heal the land, because we know that our land need to be healed. Sometimes I wonder if God talking about the land or is he talking about us in the name, because we are living in the land in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. People, you got to let go of that sin and that you're holding on to. I don't care how small it is. I don't care how big it is. A sin is a sin. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. You know, won't you just read St. Matthew's on your time about the servant who, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, is, well, yes, God, I'm just going to read it anyway. And this is about forgiveness. Let's keep the Matthew's. I was saying to hold on to Matthew chapter 18, starting at the 31st verse, and saying, so then the fellow servant saw what was done, that, I mean, they were very sorry and came and told unto the Lord all that were done. Then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, oh, thy wicked servant, he called him wicked. Well, I can combine both of them. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, God. Oh, thy wicked, he called my wicked servant. I forgave thee all that, all thy debt, because thy desires me. Shouldn't not thy also have compassion on the fellow servant, even as I have pity on thee? How dare you do what you do after I forgiving you? Who are we not to forgive one another? In the name of Jesus, I learned a lot. When you read the word of God, I'm still reading it, about love and forgiveness. Isn't it amazing how we ask God to forgive us, but yet we're not forgiving that person who owe us $2, $5, maybe $10. We ain't even forgiving that person that somebody came back and told you that they were talking about you, and you don't even know if it's true because you didn't even confront them. Now you up there with an attitude, won't even forgive them, and you don't even know if they really said it. That's what causes so many confliction in this world today. Everybody believing everybody instead of checking it out for yourself, instead of saying, yo sis, yo brother, hey, I heard you said this about me. What did I do? Did I do something? I'm sorry. Do you know sometimes we can offend one another without even realizing that now they ain't talking to you anymore. They ain't, you be like, what happened? We were talking yesterday. Well, what happened today? I call now, you don't want to answer, you don't want to pray. I mean, maybe you're doing something you shouldn't be doing, but that's between you and God. But what is it all about? 1 week, 2 weeks, you still ain't saying nothing. Now, wait a minute. Did I do something? These give me the most of his utmost respect and call and let me know. No, I appreciate the way you said something. I'm sorry. Maybe I took it the wrong. I didn't mean it like that. Did I say it like that? Give a person time to say I'm sorry or forgive me. Why are we all this holding, grabbing, all upset? Don't even know if it's true or not. Well, I don't know where you got that from. No, I'm not upset with you. I've just been busy. I'm going to tell you the truth. You know I love you. You know I'm a person. You know that. Do that sound? Some of these lies y'all believing in, and some of us do believe in it, don't even sound like the person. Don't you know that person ain't like that? But yet you allowing the enemy to creep in. Creep in. He's trying to separate you anyway. Because, see, the devil knows his power when two or more is gathered in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's power. So he's trying to separate you from your prayer partner. That's what he wants. And guess what? Sometimes he's winning it too. I'll tell you one thing. Thank God I have prayer partners that I could call on. In the name of God, I call my God first, because he's first in my life. Then I call on whom God tell me to call on. In the name of Jesus. Like I said, you got to be selective who you're praying with. Because everybody's not on in your corner. Believe me when I tell you. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, and shall heal the land. You want the land healed? Your land is your situation. I'm going to take it this way. And your land is the things that you're holding on to. The land can be the situation that you see outside. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, your land can be, yes, God, and a lot of things. God said, the Holy Spirit, they say a lot of things in the name of Jesus Christ. For so God, he said, if you humble yourself, if you turn from your wicked way, then I will heal your land. Then the healing will come in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. What sin are you holding on to? In Jesus' name, I can keep going on and on, but it's not meant to be. I'm hoping and praying on the week before Christmas, I'm hoping and praying that I get to see a whole lot of y'all. I'm hoping and praying that I get to meet a lot of y'all. I'm hoping and praying that it's the Lord's will, I will be there in the name of Jesus, because I want to see some of these people. I want to meet some of these people. I'm not calling nobody name. I want to meet all of y'all, because I know y'all probably want to meet me. In the name of Jesus. And then, but I'm really coming to have fun. to come together in the name of Pastor Brad has been trying to do this thing for a long time in the name of Jesus. So I'm hoping and praying I get to meet majority of y'all, if not all of y'all, the week before Christmas in Jesus' name. This is Evangelist Nancy. I'm calling out of the Philadelphia area. Thank you, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, for using me for your glory, for your honor, and for your praise. In the name of Jesus, God, thank you for helping me and everyone on this prayer line. In the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. And Lord and Savior, to let go of that sin and to brush it off, start all over again, and draw closer to you. In the name of Jesus, so that our lands can be healed. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, we thank you, we praise you, and we glorify you. And let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. I love each and every one of y'all. In Jesus' name, let's continue to walk in the favor, protection, and the love of God. Let go, and let God. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. We want to bless the name of Jesus, amen, for the word of God on this morning, amen, that will never, ever, ever return it to him void. But God's word will always accomplish everything that he has sent it forth to do, amen. So we want to examine ourselves this morning, beloved. If you can't say amen, just say ouch, amen. What sin are you holding on to, amen? Let go, amen. Stop holding on, amen. Either you got to let go or you're going to hold on, amen. One or the other. Like she said, you might as well make a song out of it, amen. So you have to make up your mind, amen, that you're going to let it go. Let go and let God, amen, and continue to seek the face of the Lord, beloved, because when we seek God in spirit and in truth, we get God's attention. And when you have God's attention, that's all the attention that you need. Amen and amen. Thank you, Evangelist Nancy. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen for you and your diligence in his kingdom. And we want to thank God for the word of God, which stands on its own merits. Amen. In Jesus' name. Glory be to God. The question this morning, beloved, is what sin are you holding on to? If you have not received Jesus Christ into your heart as Lord and Savior, okay, that is the thing that you want to do. Amen. Don't worry about what sins you're practicing. As she said, all unrighteousness is sin, okay? You want to give your life to the Lord. This is where you begin, okay? This is where you begin. You believe in your heart. You confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and you shall be saved. Amen. You will be born again into the Lord's kingdom as a baby is born into the world and his mother's womb. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Marvel not, I say unto you, you must be born again. Amen. So we want to lead you to the Lord on this morning. For those of you who are listening and have never, ever, ever taken that first step of faith, glory be to God, that you might let go of the world, that you might let go of your own way of thinking, your own way of doing it, and doing it the Lord's way. Because the Lord's way is the right way. Amen. So just repeat after us, glory be to God. Father, forgive me for all of my sins. Forgive me, Father, and I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. I invite Jesus into my heart now to live, to rule, to reign. Confess Jesus as the Lord and Savior of the universe, and he is now my Lord and Savior by faith. I believe, by faith I receive. Father, thank you for erasing my name out of the book of death. And thank you, Father God, that my name has now been confirmed in the book of life. And I say thank you for saving me. Thank you. Something simple like that, beloved. It's no word for word prescription. Amen. You just have to say, mean what you say when it come out of your heart, when you invite Jesus in and then confess him as Lord and Savior. Amen. It's that simple. Amen. Do that. You're saved. You've been snatched out of Satan's kingdom. Glory be to God. You're now in the kingdom of light. Glory be to God. You're saved. Hallelujah. So now, amen, you have to be taught. Amen. You have to be taught. And this is why it's important, amen, to sit under good leadership, under good teaching, amen, so you can grow up and mature in your salvation the same way a baby does in the natural, we do in the spiritual. A lot of people make that confession of, and they want to say that's it and just, you know, live life any kind of way they want, whatever, that they so happy they going to heaven. It don't work like that. It don't work like that. Amen. But you took the first step, so that's the most important step. Amen. Keep going. Let us hear from you here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. It makes our heart glad when we hear from some of our prayer partners or some of you who visit with us, stumble upon us, whatever. Amen. Give us a testimony. Amen. If you receive Jesus Christ here this morning, amen, because you decided to let go, amen, of that sin, because all unrighteousness is sin, and receive Jesus as the answer, because he is. Amen. You can connect with us at on our website at lifewordjesus.org, lifewordjesus.org. Amen. Some people like to write letters. That's okay. I like to write too on occasion. Write us a letter and send it to P.O. Box 461, P.O. Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen. And we bless be the name of the Lord. And we're going to be looking forward to hearing from you. Our email address is lifewordjesus@gmail.com. Amen, amen, and amen. All right, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Amen, hallelujah. As Minister Nancy said, amen, we're looking forward to meeting one another. So many of us have been fellowshipping in this ministry for years and for months and have never put a face to the name. Maybe we can find somebody on Facebook or, you know, that type of thing to get an idea, you know, what they look like. Well, you're not going to find Minister Nancy on Facebook, amen, not yet, until the Lord tell her otherwise. So this is why we're looking forward to our event, amen, our Christmas fellowship dinner, amen, and tribute, amen. We're going to be giving tributes, amen, on this day as we celebrate 11 years, amen. Glory be to God. So, look, I'm never going to ask you to do anything I'm not doing. Amen. I think I have about 10 people committed so far from my personal, and I'm still reaching out to people. So, beloved, amen, try to, if you're going to, amen, move and want to invite others, amen, try to get it in early because we want the ticket money in no later than the end of this month. Amen. The sooner the better, you know, because we're getting close to the holidays. And closer you get to the holidays, people are going to start complaining about $50. You know, then they're going to go to Outback over there and give them $60. You know, people do what they want to do. All right. But, you know, so don't give them any excuse. Amen. So, and remember, anybody that wants to put an ad in the Souvenir Journal, you know, anybody that have a business, anybody a service or anything, just give us greetings. Tell us about your new book. Tell us about, amen, whatever. Amen. They just might want to say congratulations to Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries and all the lovely members and members and partners that we are going to be honoring on that night. Amen. That cutoff date is the 20th, all right, because we don't want to be at the last minute putting together book and then you got to go and have everything printed. We're not working under any pressure. We're not working under any pressure. We're doing things completely different, and it's going to be absolutely beautiful. Amen. So bless the Lord. Amen for that. Amen. So call your five, call your 10. Look, if you want five people, you got to invite 20. Y'all know how it works. I don't know, though, with what the Lord is doing in this ministry right now. You ask five, you might get 10. Because we are really in a season of fruitfulness. We are really in a season of abundance. The door is open, saints. This is our season. It's going to be easy. You watch, see how easy it is. Some of you already know that already started. You say, I got my five. Pastor, can I get five more? Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. We're going to keep going until, amen, we stop. Amen. Because we already know what our cutoff is going to be. Amen. Our cutoff is going to be 100 people. Amen. And room can accommodate a couple hundred, but we're going to cut off at 100. And I think we're almost there. Okay, based on your commitment and based on what I'm doing. Amen. So we bless God, amen, for this, and bless God for everything. Amen. Mr. Nancy, God bless you again. Amen. We appreciate you. Amen. Glory be to God. And we'll be showing our love offering and now to you. Amen. We're doing things a little bit different. And just doing things a little bit different. Maybe I was bringing people in too frequently with the people, you know, giving support. And we're just going to do it, amen, however the Lord tells us to do it. So, amen, God knows what's in our church, a bank account and our ministry's account. And so we're just going to do it that way. Okay, when people give donations, tithes, offerings, we put everything in the pot and we're going to allocate a certain amount of money, amen, for blessings. So, look, I am not the type of leader that like to put a lot of pressure and stress on people. I don't like to do that. Amen. I try to go as the Holy Spirit lead me. You have some leaders, they tax the members so much. This assessment and that assessment and Women's Day and Men's Day and Godfather's Day and, you know, and then, you know what I mean? And every week, you know, they're taxing you. You know, some of that is of the Lord and some of that is of flesh. You know, I really try to be led by God. Now, do we need the money? Sure, we need the money. You can't do anything without money. Okay, yes, we need the money. I'm not a beggar. You know what I mean? And if we need the money, look, I prefer to, if I have it, I'll put it in there myself. Amen, glory be. And I know that's how your blessings come, by giving. Okay, but I don't like to overtax the people. So I decided that what we're going to do from now on, we're not going to continue to ask, okay, for contribution to the pastors, to the people, as the ministers as they speak. If you want a special offering to give to them, look, glory be to God, then you'll give it. Amen. You'll give it to them. You'll give it to the ministry and say, this is for so-and-so and so-and-so. Amen. Glory be to God, as we did. Someone sent me a letter, glory be to God, and they said, this is for Sister Olivia. For her fire. Glory be to God. I never opened the letter. And I hand delivered it to her. Glory be to God. So we try to do the right thing, beloved. We try to do the right thing. Amen. But so just follow your heart. Amen. And do what the Lord tell you to do. And then everything's going to be all right. Amen. All right. So all is well. All is well. We want to pray that everybody have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful weekend. Whatever you do, amen, keep Jesus Christ on your mind, amen, and to God be all the praise, and to God be all the glory, and to God be all the, and I have some tickets, y'all don't have to wait and say, I'm waiting to get some tickets from Pastor before I collect my $50, now come on, y'all, you're dealing with family and friends, get the money, or if you're putting the money up for them, or whatever you're working out, and put that money to the side, okay, and just let me know when it's ready. And we'll work it out. Glory be to God. I'm sure Brother Reed is there and others. I mean, we'll make sure that we get the money. We got several ways that we can collect the money and get the ticket. You don't have to wait to get no tickets in your hands to get $50 from somebody. Don't put that pressure on yourself. All right. Don't do it. Amen. In Jesus' name. And the sooner the better. We have everything paid off. Everything will be done. And I'm so excited. I'm tickled. Sister Shannon said, tickle, tickle, tickle. I am so tickled. Amen. Because I know that this event on the 19th is going to be God's approval of saying, Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministry, well done. I just feel this thing over the top, over the top. It's just going to be lovely. Amen. In Jesus' name. But we got a lot of days before then, beloved. And let's make the day lovely. Amen. And whatever you do, amen, make sure you do it, amen, for the right reason, that God can get all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. It's been my pleasure to serve you all this week. All this week. Thank y'all for praying. I'll tell you the truth. When Friday comes, Pastor Brad will be whipped. I'll be whipped, you know. But it's a good type of whipping. It's a good type of tired. You know how it is when you work all week and you come home and you're tired, you know, and you rest better when you work. So you can go to sleep and not do nothing out of laziness, just laying around sleeping. But it's not the same type of rest that you get when you lay down and sleep because you're really tired because you had a full week. But that's a good type of tired. And I tell you, and I get pleasure in serving the Lord. But I just thank God that he does give me, amen, Saturdays off at least. Amen. Glory be to God. I thank God for that. Amen. Hallelujah. And to God be praised. We'll be back again tomorrow. Amen. At 12 o'clock. Amen. For our services. Remember, we open the lines at 11:30 for praise and worship. If you want to get just 30 minutes of praise and worship. And then we start at 12 o'clock. Amen. So, amen. Spread the word. Thanks. Spread the word. You may be back in your physical building, but it's somebody who's not. It's somebody who's not. Amen. Glory be to God. And we'll be there too when the Lord tell us. Not before. I'm not trying to keep up with any other ministry. I don't care about everybody else in the building. Guess what? We in a building too, sitting right here with our pajamas on. We in a building. Amen. Because know ye not that ye are the temple of the living God. We are the church. See? And God is doing a new thing because reports are coming in of all the people that's getting saved because of media ministries like this one. They haven't left their house, but they got saved. They're being strengthened. They're being fed. And they satisfied. Some people are never even going back in the building. Some people. I don't know who. We might be one of them. I don't know. I don't know. I'm just taking it one day at a time. Some people, I heard them talk, they ain't going back in the building. The beloved, look, God has several ways. God is unlimited in how he can reach the people. So we're living in a culture and a time and with all this technology and geeky stuff we got going on, and people want to do church this way, God ain't got no problem with it. God ain't got no problem with it because it doesn't restrict his spirit from moving. See, his word comes through the airways. His word comes and he'll find you where you are. See, and take a hold of you. See, and then when you let go and let God, as Minister Nancy said, amen. And then he'll show you what's the next step. He'll show you what's the next step. Beloved, we got to remember we're living in the last days and this is desperate measures. So if God got to continue to do things this way, God is very strategic. He's going to do what he wants to do because he loves you and he loves me and he loves the whole wide world. And that's it. It's been my pleasure to serve you all this week, all this week. Amen. Looking forward to next week if the Lord tarry. Beloved, if he don't tarry, hey, if he don't, then he don't. We don't because one of these days he won't. One of these days he won't. I shared with y'all, I was sitting in my house two weeks ago. Three times that week, the electricity went off. Boom. Didn't see it coming. Went on for about maybe 30 seconds. I don't know if it was the blackout in the neighborhood or just in this building. I don't know. All I know is this. The Holy Spirit said, and that's how I'm coming. Just like that. No warning, no sound. You sitting there doing paperwork, washing dishes, and the light went out. Boom. Jesus said, that's how I'm coming. And beloved, we need to be aware of that. We need to be aware of that. Don't be found holding on to no sin when he comes. Don't be found holding on. And you got an opportunity today to let it go. Amen and amen. So we bless God. Father God, we say thank you for this service today, this service all week. Father God, we thank you for the word of God. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you for the prayers. We know, Father God, that our living is not in vain. We thank you for forgiving us. Thank you for the things that we let go of, we didn't let go, we should let go, we're going to let go, and we let go already. Thank you for the souls that have given their life to Christ. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for the finances. Thank you for the testimonies. Thank you for the prayer summit. I don't know what was that last week. Time is so running on. Father, thank you for everything. We just want to say everything, God. Thank you for giving us the strength. Thank you for giving us the strength, Father God. Some people tired doing nothing. At least we tired working for you. We have an excuse to be tired. That's the type of tiredness. Even Jesus got a little tired. Jesus had to rest, Father God. And so we say thank you because we know our labor is not in vain, Father. Our labor is not in vain. We do not complain, and we make no excuses. We just going to keep going. As Minister Nancy said today, we just going to keep going and keep going and keep going until it ain't nowhere else to go. We're going to keep going till we smack dab see Jesus. We're going to keep going till we have an encounter with the face of Jesus. To hear you say, well done, my good and faithful servant. So now we bind every spirit of retaliation. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, we seal this prayer, this service, by the word, the blood, the spirit. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask your blessings upon Evangelist Nancy and upon everybody under the sound of my voice, upon every person that is a part of this ministry, Father God, past, present, and future. Father God, we pray their blessings. We pray their protection. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, miracles, testimonies, increase, debts paid, bills paid. Father God, in the name of Jesus, all type of testimonies. We thank you for doing it. We thank you for making it happen. In Jesus' name, thank you. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, your majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. And the church said, amen, 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 and amen. The Lord, thank you, Brother Reed, for sharing that reading. We appreciate you. And may the Lord bless you and keep you, and the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you, or turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen and amen. All right, saints, amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. I want to close out this morning with this song that our minister, Joanne Thurman, introduced to us last night on our praise party, which could be our theme song for our event. Amen. We're going to have to get a theme name, too. I think we're going to get a theme name for our event on December. Amen. But we want to close out with this, and I agree with her. I thought it was very, very appropriate for the occasion. Amen. I love you. Amen. Everybody have a good weekend. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Blessings, don't bless me.
He made preparation. when you planned for whatever reason to have us be. Don't just invite your family, you should welcome everybody. Make a call, not just to the greatest, but to the least. Set a place at your table, especially for those unable to fend for themselves, those who need a helping hand. You should reach out and touch, be a blessing when you can. When you give to the poor, Jesus.